Hi, Northeastern Episcopal District. I am the Reverend Gloria Hicks McLaughlin, founder of God's Word Life Source Ministries. I am a member of the AME Zion Church, African Methodist Episcopal Zion Church. My presiding elder is the Reverend Jacqueline King. My presiding prelate is the Right Reverend Dennis V. Proctor, and the Reverend Jeffrey McIlwain is my pastor of the North Star AME Zion Church in Newington, New Hampshire. I am thankful to Almighty God for affording me the opportunity to speak on this podcast radio network. Thank you, Ms. Hart, for designing my logo with my specifications in mind. Thank you, my son, Garland Laodis McLaughlin, for offering me this platform from which to proclaim the Word of God. The scripture lesson is taken from Psalms, verses 8 through 14. I will be reading for your hearing and understanding from the New International Version of the Holy Bible. The Word of God reads as follows. God is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and rich in love. The Lord is good to all, his compassion on all he has made. The Lord is good to all, he has compassion on all he has made. All your works praise you, Lord. Your faithful people extol you. They tell of the glory of your kingdom and speak of your might, so that all people may know of your mighty acts and the glorious splendor of your kingdom. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures through all generations. The Lord is trustworthy in all he promises and faithful in all he does. The Lord upholds all who fall and lifts up all who are bowed down. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his holy word. Amen. Now we will listen to a song entitled You Deserve It by J.J. Hairston and Peaceful Praise. Amen.
Come on, everybody, open your mouth and worship the Lord. He's worthy of the glory. He deserves the praise today. Come on, everybody, all over the room, open your mouth and worship him. Lift your hands and bless him in this place. Simple song. It goes like this.
My hallelujah belongs to you. Oh Lord. My hallelujah belongs to you. My hallelujah belongs to you. Oh Lord. My hallelujah belongs to you. you. You deserve it. You deserve it. You deserve it. You deserve it. My hallelujah.
Sing it, y'all.
Come on, y'all got it. Come on, say, my hallelujah. From the bottom of your heart, lift your voice. My hallelujah. Lord, my hallelujah. Yeah. Then we simply say, you deserve it. Real simple, say it, church. From the bottom of your heart, tell the Lord, you deserve it, Lord. Yeah. Now say, all of the glory, yeah. Everything I give you, Lord. Everything I owe you, Lord, it belongs to you. Y'all got it now? Come on, say it. All of the glory. Everybody, come on in concert and say it.
deserve it. Let us pray. O Lord, my prayer is that the meditations of my heart be pleasing and acceptable by your standards, O God, and that your word does not return void, but cause somebody's heart to turn or grow closer to you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Today is the fifth Sunday after Pentecost. In short, Pentecost is where Jesus leaves us, but he sends back to us his spirit to live in us and through us. His spirit is also known as the Holy Comforter. I want to speak briefly on the subject, an everlasting kingdom. An everlasting kingdom. Looking carefully at the text, Psalms 145, verse 13. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures through all generations. Some of us might be wondering, why should we choose the life of an everlasting kingdom as opposed to an earthly kingdom? Why not aspire to or wish to aspire to a kingdom of riches and gold and palatial palaces and walk among our own aristocracy? Well, a study of the Old Testament books of 1st and 2nd Kings will give a very definitive idea as to why these kinds of kingdoms are not the ideal ones to aspire to. Because your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures through all generations. Some earthly kingdoms fall for various reasons, or have fallen, as did the Roman Empire in 111 AD in the year of our Lord. Some monarchies have fallen because of the hereditary factor, extinction to be exact. No bloodline to carry on the business of the kingdom. However, God's bloodline is never ending. Kingdoms have fallen because their ruler was overthrown due to the lack of strength or courage in adversity. God has never lost a battle. He has never been overthrown. He is omnipotent, all power. He is omnipresent. He is everywhere. He is omniscient, all knowing. Therefore, he can never be overthrown. Kingdoms have collapsed because their ruler abdicated the throne. Let me recommend God to you. God will never abdicate his royal, sovereign, and majestic throne. He is always watching over his kingdom. He is ready and willing to do good and to faithfully meet the needs of the people in his kingdom. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures through all generations. Some kingdoms have been abolished and reinstated at a later time in history. Thankful to God, and only God is omnipotent, all powerful. We have no need to wait for man to reinstate your kingdom, because your kingdom has never been abolished, and neither can it ever be abolished. In this present day earthly kingdom, throughout this world, lives are being affected by catastrophes of various kinds. numerous floods, wildfires, heat waves, and volcanic eruptions. We have witnessed epidemics and pandemics of flus, plagues, viruses, diseases, and illnesses of numerous kinds. There have been slayings of innocent persons of all races, creeds, and colors. My relatives and your relatives, our friends and neighbors, are being senselessly slaughtered every day. Some people shout, Black Lives Matter. Perhaps more people need to shout, All Lives Matter. Almighty God, your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom. Why do earthly kingdoms collapse? Earthly kingdoms collapse for the following reasons. The bloodline became depleted. Lack of fortitude during adversities. The ruler was not dedicated to the monarchy. Failure was due to the abolition effect. Earthly kingdoms collapsed because of man's inhumanity to man. On this day, I recommend to you, God, through Jesus Christ, that you might live a life that aspire to an everlasting kingdom. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures through all generations. The Lord is worthy in all he promises and faithful in all he does. Now, what will you do to be a part of the solution to these earthly concerns? Now let us turn to God for a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, life-giving God, through your word, justify and magnify our lives that we may receive and acknowledge your word, your wonderful deeds, and offer unto you thanks for generations to come, asking this in the majestic name of Jesus, Yahshua the Christ. Amen. And now a song entitled Kingdom by Ruth LaAntra. Amen.
Smile. And everywhere I see you need, I go the extra mile. Yeah. Everybody's looking for change, but who will take the lead? Yeah. The change that I wanna see is gonna start with me. Everybody saying now.
Something's great we will have.
You know.
make a difference. I wanna make a everybody say it now.
You've got to plug into EPRN. We've got the conversation, we've got the sports team, and our music and entertainment team brings podcasting to extremely new heights.
Listen in to EPRN.us. Press the app button on the site and download the EPRN app now. You'll be listening to shows in no time. Take us on the go with you. Our app is accessible on all mobile devices and tablets, or you can just go to EPRN.us.
Your listening is worth your time.
Spend your time listening to an independently owned media network.
Tell a friend and listen in.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, EPRN.